Good morning and welcome. I am your host, Steve Summers. We have a lot to get to today, and we start off with the Rock River Valley Blood Center. Desperate need of donations for all kinds of reasons. So we invited Heidi Onabany here to talk about the blood bank and the need for blood as the cold weather has pretty much stopped everything, and I'm sure it has slowed down the trickle of blood. See what I did there, Heidi? I kind of tied that
in,
the trickle of blood. So
good tie-in.
Yeah, so the weather has been playing havoc with your amounts of units each week. I'm sure.
Yeah, weather has been not our friend the last couple weeks. I will say Rockfordians are all the northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin people. You know, this is nothing for us to go out in the weather. So we just encourage people, as long as you're safe, to come out and donate blood and to keep coming. Because, you know, we're used to cold weather, so we need people to come in, though, and keep making donations. Because the people in the hospitals, the need doesn't go away.
That's right. And you still look for, like, 800-plus pints each week?
Yeah, we're looking for 700 people every week to come in and make a donation.
And that's actual collected units, because there's a lot of people that don't qualify to give blood. So you need to see a lot of faces.
Yeah, we need to see a lot of people.
All right, so the best way to schedule an appointment, because you're always open, it seems, right, is through the website.
Well, we try to be.
Yeah.
We have to let our staff go home at some point, but they can definitely make an appointment online if they go to our website at www.rrvbc.org, RockRiverValleyBloodCenter.org, and you can sign up online or you can call us at our site, if whatever is easier for you.
Okay.
And we have four different places you can give all the time: in Belvedere, Perryville. We have a site over by Woodman's. We have one on 6th Street in Rockford, and then we also have a site in Freeport. And then on any given day, we're out in the community, different communities every day, so you can check our mobile schedule, see if we're going to be close to you.
Are you still testing donations for COVID-19 antibodies?
We are. We're definitely still doing that. We're still looking for people that are positive to make CCP, the convalescent plasma. We still have a need for that right now. So we definitely, you know, are encouraging people to come in.
And you're taking that blood that you can make the special, I guess you would say, cocktail out of the blood to make sure that it helps other people who are really in a desperate battle against COVID?
Correct. So we can take a unit of blood, and we can not only get red cells off of it, we can get, if you're test positive for the COVID antibodies, we would make a plasma product right there. And then we'd ask you to come back again and just give plasma, and we could get four plasma products to help people.
Which is amazing. So again, if you're 16 of years of age with a parental consent form, all the way up until, I guess, you're still breathing, right? You can donate blood?
As long as you're well and healthy, we'll take you.
All right. So rrvbc.org is the website to get more details about that. We're talking with Heidi Onabany from the Rock River Valley Blood Center, not only about the weather causing havoc and, of course, COVID-19, but then you just referred to me and told me that you're getting calls from Texas for our blood.
We are. We've been asked nationally. Everybody's been asked if they can help out Texas, that we need to help them. These storms have crippled them. They've lost right as of this morning, over 10,500 units of blood at just a few centers, and over 3,000 blood drives have been canceled in the last couple of days. And this is going to be ongoing because the next storm is still coming. So they are under orders where they aren't even allowed to leave their house, their drive, because of the ice. And they can't go anywhere. So we have to, and again, getting it there is going to be a problem of a logistics for us, but we are able to share. We're going to give them 50 units. That's what we can share at this point. The more people we have come in, obviously, we have to meet our local needs first. And once we do that, we will share whatever we can with them. And, you know, that's in our best interest to do, to help out our neighbors or not so close neighbors, because if we are in the need of blood, that's what people would do for us across the country. So it's just the thing to do for our neighbors.
Sure, truly. And so, you know, the first thought I have is, really? Texas wants Rockford blood? Why Rockford?
Oh, yeah.
Why Rockford?
Yeah.
Isn't there anything closer to Texas?
Well, there are, but there's, you know, not everybody can give a lot. That's the thing. You know, if everybody gives a little, we can fill their need. But if, you know, one blood center can't fill their need.
Very true. So don't let the cold weather, the snowy weather, stop you from donating blood. Again, very easy process. rrvbc.org for more details, locations, to schedule that appointment. Is there anything that I'm missing here, Heidi, that you would like to share with our listeners about the Rock River Valley Blood Center now?
Just the one thing that I want people to remember is that you never know when it might be your day that you're a family member or you yourself might need blood. And it's the blood that's on the shelves that saves lives. Trying to make it up afterwards doesn't work very well. So we always have to have an ample supply, because tragedies and accidents and medical emergencies happen every day, and we can't plan for those.
So as you were talking, I was thinking about the blood going to Texas again. Would that be airlifted possibly to make sure it would get there quicker?
Yeah, it's going to go on an airplane. We're still trying to do the logistics of that, because we don't want to send it if it's not going to get there and then something happens on the way. So we won't send it until we know it's going to land, but it's going. We just have to figure out how it's going to happen.
Well, it's excellent that we have the Chicago-Rockford International Airport at our fingertips, and we are the cargo specialist, it seems, in the world. So why can't we make that happen, right?
Yeah, we are.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Heidi. So again, Rock River Valley Blood Center needs your blood desperately. Go to rrvbc.org for more details. Thank you, Heidi, and have a great week.
Thanks, you too.
This weekend, The State Line will be back in a moment.